Hey there, party people. Did you know that Encounter Party is now an official Dungeons & Dragons television show? You can find our second campaign on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel, available now on Plex and Freevee. We have new episodes every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., and the show is available on demand next day on Plex. For links and to learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com. Now, please enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, this episode features very strong language and depictions of graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Last time on Encounter Party! The nefarious plans of Malphus Reed were discovered deep within his secret laboratory. The rail wars are a sham, disguising a giant spell being written across all of Ravnica. What's more, it seems Malphus was already beyond the brink of sanity, obsessed with only two words, merit, lage. The question now is which of the guilds were his pawns and which were his allies? The mystery continues this week on Encounter Party!
Third District, Zonnet Number 4, the penthouse apartment of one Mr. Rufir Alfonso III. Our party, having resolved quite an adventure into a secret Izzet lab, has uncovered many of the machinations of one Mr. Malphus Reed, master researcher of the Izzet Guild, and possible mastermind of something greater. As you sit, recovering from your long ordeal at the communal table inside the penthouse, you mull over some of the things you've learned, while Mr. Alfonso is off in his private room, examining and trying to identify several expensive and magical items you have managed to retrieve from the lab.
So, what do we know?
We know that Malphus Reed uncovered the locations of five orbs, the function of which is to vent heat from another dimension. They may or may not be related to something or someone described as Merit Lage, a name that I certainly don't recognize, and I speak four languages.
On top of that, we have paperwork and bank trails and all sorts of lines from Malphus Reed into at least 8 of the 10 guilds, showing a level of control over what appears to be the rail lines that is troubling.
He needed to eliminate the competition in order to have access to the Simic Well at Zonnet 4, where they found the orb that we currently have in our possession.
You now have 2 steel orbs.
These things are incredibly shiny.
So we also know that there are 3 circles that could relate to potential other orbs that that Malphus Reed has located. How, I don't know.
One of which seems frightfully near Karozda, which I would like to recover in rather short order.
Given that the other 2 are with Selesnya and Orzhov, and we don't have that, that would make sense to me.
There won't be more of those crawling things, will there?
There will be rather a lot more.
Oh, okay.
Don't be afraid.
But I saw them eat themselves.
As is their way.
Lorzach, there is definitive proof that we have uncovered that says that Malphus Reed was, if not controlling, then commanding or working alongside the Golgari.
Be very careful with that relationship and how you describe it to others.
There are 8 guilds who could take offense with that sentence, so I don't feel entirely bad about it. But given that that's true, I do trust you, Lozach.
How nice.
But I don't trust everyone we're going to meet down there. Can you find us 2 people that you believe are not in contact or controlled by Malphus Reed?
Until several days ago, I had never heard the name Malphus Reed. I did not know the reach of his influence. I did not understand the sphere of his dominion, and yet here we are. I certainly would hope that the people we are likely to meet all the way out near Karozda would not have fallen under his sway, nor be victims to his various machinations of plots or schemes. I cannot guarantee that Karozda is free of his influence.
I think we can find someone who's not of his influence, though.
Oh, you already have, my dear.
Well, right, but I mean, we can definitely find more. I mean, none of us are under his influence, which means there's got to be more.
What worries me is that the garrison commander suggested that his orders came directly from Karasta. There is at least one figure of authority who has received payments, shipments, or some other undisclosed boons from Malphus Reed, and is likely to be able to command rather a lot of resources. The foremost question in my mind is whether or not they understand what the orbs are, or if they're aware of their existence, or if they're likely to intercede on Reed's behalf, deceased though he may be.
What if we try the opposite? What if we try and track Golgari that we already know are under Malphus Reed's orders?
Well, we'll need to identify them first now, won't we?
I believe we met them near the Zonit.
The garrison near Zonit 4.
Exactly.
It is possible that the garrison commander could be able to point us in the right direction. I suppose we'll have to go and ask him.
Do we remember the way to get down there that doesn't involve water?
Yeah, we just came out at the park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just dig back down.
I mean, technically the fastest way would be to...
swim.
Go back underwater, considering where you are.
I love swimming.
Considering where you are now...
Right.
You'd have to roll better than your shitty athletics roll to actually make that swim again.
To be clear.
Or roll shitty and wander into the same spot.
The only athletics check problem was that I had to lead people. I can swim just fine.
Honest question, are you okay with that, given that we all went down in a giant mucus bubble? Or we just kind of take it as read that we'll have that access if we need it?
Yeah, you'll have access.
Vizar will let us back down.
Yeah, you guys can go back down there that way. That's fine. Would you like to...
Exactly like a video game.
Would you guys like to discover...
Like, you know, once you've uncovered the path once, they just leave it there.
Castlevania, we're going to do some Metroidvania shit right there and go back to the same area with new tools. Would you guys like to, do you need to discuss more or would you like to?
I need a solid long rest.
I would like.
You have already experienced a long rest by now. It is at least a day, if not more, from you guys returning, depending on how long you want to take.
If we are going back that way.
Uh-huh.
Lord Zatch would hope that he could retrieve at least one of the bodies that we deposited with them earlier. The two Dimir operatives and or the two corrupted elven twins.
To take with you to the Golgari?
Yes.
Sure.
Great.
Do we really have to take the bubble down there again?
Can you breathe underwater yet?
No.
Well.
Bubble it is. As you guys continue to make your plans as to where you are going to go next. The door to Mr. Alfonso's private chamber opens up rather hastily, and you hear a screaming coming from the inside as he goes, "Oh no, look out, it's on the loose!" And charging out of this door comes this small, about three quarters the size of a person, sort of automated thing that is another weird, but it looks solid as if it's sort of, it's all blue and red, but like marble.
How big is it?
It's about three quarters the size of a human.
Oh, cannot mage hand this thing.
And it's carrying like a gun.
Oh God.
And it comes out the door aiming at all you guys like it's about to just lay you all out.
Oh, buddy.
And it's like, oh no, oh my God, everyone stay back.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, everyone. Oh, that is a terrible joke. Oh my, look at this thing over here. Hold on, freeze, you stop it, you idiot. You're gonna break the thing. And whenever this sort of automated thing is it just kind of stops for a second and it goes, geez, it doesn't listen very well. Hold on. Hello, how's everyone doing? I think I figured out exactly what these things are. First of all, would you mind handing me that for a second? And the thing just kind of goes with its like rickety. So it has four limbs, but they don't end on any like hands or feet. They just end on like spikes. Pines. So it's this sort of like geometric blue and red marble thing comes waddling out. And it has something that looks like a face, but it's very much like a Transformers icon, right? Like an Autobot icon, but just sort of made out of solid marble stone. And it just kind of looks up at him and hands him this this like gun, this like bazooka thing with a tank. And he goes, this, yes, this, I've heard of these, but you're not really able to get these outside of the Izzet Guild. It's a pyroconverter. Shorthand, it shoots fire. Bad news is it is an Izzet device, so I'm not entirely sure how long it's good for, and I'm not entirely sure that it won't explode at any given moment, but if your risk-reward situation is high enough, then it's yours. As for this little gizmo here,
And he kind of like gestures to it. And the little weird sort of like reverse Transformers, like beep, boop, bop, doo, 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 and like folds itself back up into something about the size of a large skeleton key that looks just sort of like a stone. What is the word that I'm thinking of? It's like a small stone. Help me out here.
Idol. Cylinder?
Idol?
Idol?
Idol.
Yeah. All right.
So
effigy.
Effigy. Yes, effigy. Totem. That's what we're looking for. It shores up into a small stone effigy that is blue and red marble, but has that sort of distinct face on the top of it. He says, "These are very, very rare. This is a key rune. All of the guilds have it. These sort of automated servants that use for any given situation. Whoever is the master of this particular thing at will can animate this for up to 3 hours of time. And it can do all sorts of things. It could be your bodyguard. It can lift and carry things for you. It could act as a test subject for your experiments," which, and it kind of like puts its hands over the effigy like it can hear, which I hear the Izzet were doing with this one for quite a long time. Or innate you in any other ways capabilities allow. But as for things that you've pulled out, well, these are kind of exciting. So what you have is a key rune that somebody... So as for the Izzet key rune, the key runes can only be used by their guild members. So the only one who can use the Izzet key rune at the moment is Xenia, unless one of you decides to completely abandon your guild alliance and swap over so you can get a toy.
I abandon.
Nah, I'm good.
I think I'm good.
What's the other thing?
The other thing is called a pyroconverger. So the
pyroconverger?
A pyroconverger. So I have items for these, but I'll give you a brief description of how the pyroconverger works. It is an Izzet made flame thrower. However, the very next line of description is it can malfunction every time you attempt to use it. As an action, you can use the pyroconverger to project fire in a 10-foot cone. Each creature in that area makes a DC 13 dexterity saving throw, taking 4d6 fire damage on a failed save, half as much on a successful one. Each time you use the converger, roll a d10 and add the number of times you've used it in total. If the total is 11 or higher, the pyroconverger malfunctions. You take 4d6 fire damage and it is broken.
Copy.
Do we know how much that item is worth?
Well, it's very difficult because Izzet devices are very valuable to some people and completely worthless to other people because of, well, you know, the risk of explosion. But if it does end up being something you are dead set on venting, I can do some looking around. I obviously am a dealer, as I know. I'm sure I can find a bit of coin here or there for somebody who might be foolish enough to take this into their custody.
Put some feelers out for us.
I certainly will. And I promise you, Aresta, that I will remain everything above board and not consult any of my more serious contacts. Not that I have any. So, team.
Mm-hmm. And we got paid, by the way, by Mr. Alfonso.
Oh, yes. I suppose I do owe you a bit of coin now, don't I? Lucky that you brought it up.
And he kind of disappears, closes the door. Makes some sounds and some singing to distract what he's doing. Comes back out with a bit of coin, places it down on the table.
There you are, 250 Xenos for being everywhere else except for here.
I was going to ask about that.
However, I have remained alive this week, and so I think you've earned your coin.
Is that 250 each, or just 50
No, 250 each? Total for the group.
I respect
50
that.
50 gold pieces each.
That is what you bargained for.
Although I will say that if we are not actively in my personal security, I think the contract is a bit void. I'm not going to pay you to go galloping around all of Ragnica.
I mean, I'm going to take the money, but I certainly don't think I deserve it.
Oh. All right. So, where are we off to now?
Back to the Undercity.
Oh, I think I'll stay here.
A question.
If you are going to the Undercity, I am a pervasive tea drinker. If you happen to find something of culture, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I'd certainly enjoy some and would pay handsomely for it. The good stuff.
I will put out some feelers.
Oh, that's a bug joke.
That was a bug joke.
So, back to the Undercity.
And now, a quick word from one of our sponsors. You know, folks, blank walls can be pretty boring. So why not spruce up your home or office by heading over to ukiyopop.com. They have a collection of traditional Japanese prints inspired by today's comics, games, and movies. The gallery is viewable online for free, and prints are available for purchase. So head over to ukiyopop.com. That's ukiyopop.com. Tradition in a modern method. And now, back to the party.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Getting first so at least one body from you
will,
the Czar.
Yeah, on the
right. So what would you like to grab? Because we will assume that for the moment, since the quarantine... Right, so that's the other thing, is at this point the quarantine has been lifted. The Czar itself is still dealing with a great deal of things, but the pump station has been returned as far as normal occupational life has returned. Because of the status of the quarantine, Vizara obviously greets you guys again and is glad to see that you're okay. All of those bodies are still available. There are doing tests, but I think we need to decide what exactly we're going to try and bring, and keep in mind that we'll be carrying bodies, which is not a small, you know.
I mean, one...
Although, that's a lie. Now you have something that can carry that body for you. I mean, it's a challenge rating level one. It's not super awesome.
I know, but it's just so helpful for me.
It's also really dumb.
Yeah, it's super stupid.
-4 intelligence, -3 charisma.
He's super dumb.
So what do we...
One corrupted elf, I think, fits
corrupted
the bill.
Elf.
Yeah. Corrupted specifically.
So so keep in mind, the elves that you found that were corrupted were corrupted by the vampire.
Oh, that's true. They don't have the tendrils. They weren't, we don't have a tendril body.
They weren't black vein corrupted. They were vampire induced.
Right.
So that's different. These are the Dimir agents, so I don't know if that still has value to you bringing them down to the Undercity.
Well, I figured they'll be less tasty.
Oh, you're bringing an offering of food.
Yeah.
Understood.
And these have nice, sharp, pointy things that make good jewelry. It comes with its own toothpick.
Thanks for that callback.
I don't know how I feel about that.
And what about it?
We're not bringing this body to feed to your mongrels down there.
But that's how they feed.
What guild are you in?
The Boros.
And you're okay with this?
We are taught in military sensitivity training that whether or not we may agree with the certain customs that...
I'm going to go ahead and stop you right there. This is unacceptable, and I will not stand by and let it happen.
Well, you don't have to.
We're walking.
So you can test of wills this. You have opposing intimidation or persuasion checks. If you as players have a severe disagreement, if it comes to that, if you guys can't sort out through role playing, you can straight up have a battle test. So it's either you can either use intimidation or persuasion per player, and then you make opposing roles, and whoever wins the argument.
Lord Zatch will use persuasion.
I will help you because this is cultural sensitivity.
That's not a thing.
As a DM, I don't think somebody else adding to the opinion helps persuade the opinion.
Okay.
These are going to be opposed roles between Lennox, the cleric Azorius, and Lorzach, the Undercity dweller.
I have been playing D&D for nearly 2 decades.
Yeah.
And I have never...
You've never seen
gotten
this?
To see a test of wills.
Oh, this happens all
I'm
the time.
So
this
excited.
Happens all the time when I play.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. What are the modifiers? What is this 17 versus an 18? Is that what it was?
It's a 19 versus a
22.
The law comes down.
I would just like to remind you that I am the law.
So, as a group, you are not bringing a body down to be eaten.
Okay.
How would we like to proceed?
Lorzach shakes his head, throws up his hands in dismay, and storms off into the mucus bubble.
Xenia
throws the dead body at the
grate.
No, Xenia shakes her head and throws her hands up into the air and storms off after him.
I dive into the water where I am much more comfortable.
So you guys take the...
Come on, gay pride dice.
Bubble. You guys take the bubble back down. Can you please give me an athletics check, swimmer?
It's better this time. It's 16.
A 16, okay. You seem to be able to retrace where you didn't even know you were last time, and it doesn't take very long for you to find the underwater cave that you had pulled everyone up in the first time. You guys pop out in your bubble the same way you did before. The bubble dissipates, leaving you with no way to go back. As you make your way down through the tunnel this time, you realize that none of the foes that you had encountered before are there. It has been several days since your time underneath. And any sort of remnants of battle or soldiers' bodies have all been cleared out, as Lorzach, you know, is pretty common. You know, everything is usable at all times. At worst, you become fertilizer. So that's your current situation. As you continue down, following the same path, will Frank be joining us in the tunnel?
Yes.
You're all pleased to see Frank once again make his appearance.
Snarkily, the Simic says.
Snarkily waving.
Frank. You are never there for battle.
I cast light on my shield.
Frey can't hear, so it doesn't engage with you at all. Just sort of walks forward.
That's so Frank.
And you feel...
Me doing all the talking, him not responding.
And you feel a bit of a dick for trying to communicate with an apparition.
Minus one experience point.
Yep. As you progress farther and farther into the cave, knowing eventually... that you will encounter the camp. It doesn't carry the same sort of war drum buzz full of crawl as it did before. It seems rather vacant. A small group of crawl are in there. The troll is inside. It still has the same military precedent, but no one is geared up for quite the assault that they were. And in the center, at a table, I'd say a table made from a large rock, you see a couple of crawl warriors and the troll you had met before. So, whatever was this large crawl assault party is now pulled back, and whoever this frontline agent is still on station, but currently he does not have the resources of an army behind him. Doesn't mean that they're not on the way, it just means that they're reduced to a scouting party, and no assault seems to be... online.
Lorzach will approach the garrison commander and ask, have they all been redeployed?
Oh, Divkarin, welcome back. How was your recent trip to the surface?
Violent.
I am jealous. It has been quiet here.
Where have they gone? The crawl?
Pulled back. Apparently, the assault here is no longer the priority.
And what is?
Defense. Despicable. There is a threat to the swarm.
Karozta?
I do not know. I am but a soldier. There is... dissent within the Golgari. Those no longer loyal... to the heart of the swarm.
Who betrays it?
The truth, Devkarian, is your kind. We trolls and the crawl remain true to the old heart of the swarm now.
What is this false heart that the Devkarian have dedicated themselves to?
You are yet still young, Hound of Kyrin. The oil of kind are not even a century in power. You forget the days of the Stone Sisters. You forget the general who led us against the Celestia in the breaking of the World Tree. It was not that elf who guided us. Even beaten, even broken, even orphaned, cast down from rule, it was still the Gorgon who led us in the fight. Those of us who still feel the strength of the Golgari still fight, still resist the treaty, still feel the call of the Stone Sister.
And the Stone Sister commands you to overthrow Jurad?
The Stone Sister commands us to return to glory.
And what will you do here in your tunnel?
As you ask that very question, you can feel the situation getting incredibly tenuous as you start to realize that there might actually be a bit of a civil war once again that, as I'm sure will come out to the rest of the party and the listeners for now, you know exactly who this troll is speaking of. And you know exactly who this woman was and why the fact that she might still be around is such a horrible thing. And you know that for a long time, for most of your youth, the Devkarin elves were not in a position of power. And perhaps all of the other races of the Swarm are not happy with the current situation. The Kraw warriors around you, who were part of that scouting party, start to fan out. Is the troll sort of pulls you in tight with his animosity and says,
"Here, we will feed and we will fight the elf kind. Would you all please roll initiative?"
Mm-hmm. Let's roll initiative!
Man, it takes so much for my guy not to reveal that he knows Elvish. To that fucker.
I bet.
Like, hey, asshole, I can hear you.
Perix,
you immediately sense the hostility as these few remaining Kraw in the scout party fan out ready for an attack. The troll, the very large troll in front of you, mohawked, covered in fungus, you get the sense immediately because you have a little bit you speak Elvish, but more importantly, you know, whatever you're missing with the dialect of the Devkarin, you're really picking up like, oh, this is not going to go well. And right about the time that anybody's looking like they're notching arrows and ready to fight, you have enough wherewithal to make some sort of activity.
So I immediately grab the crystal, it grows the lavender purple, and I point right at the troll saying, "You've insulted the guilds for the last time," and I fire the witch bolt straight at him.
Kill it with fire.
That is a 16.
Oh, a 16 hits.
Great, so give me a sec. That is 14 lightning damage.
14 lightning damage.
Yep.
Roger, Dutch. Thank you very much.
Yep.
So, the troll, I guess sort of surprised that you guys are going first, is like, what the hell just happened? And she's just like, bam, full on the face of magic. Suddenly, you hear the tightening?
Is it the bowstring?
Yeah.
Tautening. Yeah, you were right.
Oh, thank you. Suddenly... you hear a chorus of tautening bowstrings. As a bunch of arrows fly in to you clowns.
Would I be a rodeo clown because I have horns?
No. So, Fikara?
Yes.
I have a 5. Sorry, a 7.
That will not hit me.
Xenia? I have a 14.
Yep.
Lennox? I have an 18.
Fuck my butt.
And Perix? I have a 20.
Yeah.
And Lorzach, I have an 8. A 10.
Does not hit.
So, Fikara missed. Let's break out the fuck you dice. Xenia? 7 piercing damage. Lennox, you will take 7 piercing damage. Perix, you will take 8 piercing damage.
Copy.
Ficara.
Yes.
You're up.
Woo. I'm going to run over by this buddy and be like, no. And just boom, boom, using his head as a drum.
So you rush forward, horns akimbo.
Uh, 19, so one hit.
Oh, and 19 totally hits.
All right, cool. That's going to be 10 damage.
Whoa!
Yeah,
fuck. Rush you forward. You know how this goes, these little bug fuckers.
Yeah.
Run forward with your mace. Move out the way. Craggity crack.
Move, bitch. Get out the way. Yeah, I did it.
Or maybe don't get out the way. Stay in the way so I can hit you.
Right. I'm just, I'm so excited.
It looks pretty wrecked. Xenia, FYI, as an action, you can activate your new toy.
And I can still cast a spell, yes, if I don't move? Or that's my action.
That's your action. You still have a bonus action. You can still move.
Yeah, I'll activate it now.
Sure.
I'll activate him now.
Any bonus actions you would like to do?
No, I'm going to stay here.
Great. Lennox.
Uh-oh. Filthy Underdark scum.
Man, you just throw the insults at Andrew.
I'm watching Andrew, as excellent as a performer he is, quietly being affected really hard by what's going on over here. As he's sitting next to Eddie, being polite as can be without stabbing a pencil into his temple. My Azorius cleric, what are we doing?
I am going to activate the Shield of Faith, because I don't like getting hit by arrows. And then I'm going to summon forth the Hammer of Justice.
Great. Now it has the theme song.
Love it. Now it has a theme song. So you may summon your miniature anywhere within range.
Where would you like it to show up?
Which of these fuckers shot me with an arrow?
That would be the one directly behind you. It's cool. Shot you in the back like a chicken. Like a big crickety chicken.
Wow.
Crickety Chicken is a really fantastic nickname.
And then don't forget, you also have movement and actions that you can do.
My action was turning on Shield of Faith.
That is a full action. Okay.
Does not hit.
What's the score?
I rolled a 3, and then that is...
So a 9?
I keep on forgetting.
It was plus 6 last time.
Yeah, plus 6. 9.
So 9.
9. Oh, no, that's not good. These things are armored. That would be... Oh, the troll.
Bring it, dude.
Oh, Lorzach, it seems saddened by your heritage, and in a mighty growl, it's going to start slashing at you in a flurry.
Is it wielding any weapons?
Nope, it doesn't need weapons.
I have my claws and my fangs and my mohawk.
I'm sorry, the mohawk attacks?
It might. Gets a triple attack.
Look, I know that you're new down here.
I want a mohawk. You never told me mohawks could attack. I want a mohawk.
So it's going to slash at you twice with its hands. It's going to be an 11 and a 15.
Both miss.
And then it is going to slash to kind of bait you, and then it's just going to reach down with its big maw and try and bite you straight in the face. And it's going to miss as an even worse roll, as it sort of embarrassingly just... Rah, rah, ow. And catches nothing but Underdark air. Lorzach, your response.
Lorzach spreads his hands wide, closes his hands into fists, and awakens the spores inside of him, the air growing hazy and thick with fungal pollen, and he seems suddenly invigorated by an infusion of spores that rushes through his bloodstream, cilia erupting from his skin. And with his empty hands, cups one over the other, draws it out in a straight line, and in his empty hand appears a flaming blade. End of turn.
Top of the order. Perix.
Close my eyes and close my hands around the crystal, and then they shoot open my eyes, gone the lavender of the crystal, as the troll takes one more set of witch bolt damage. That would be 8 more damage.
8 more
lightning damage.
Lightning damage. The troll takes the spell, but it is very clear that whatever is happening between him and Lorzach has become very personal. And they are trolls. They are tough SOBs. The archers are still trying to do their best. The one that is sort of doing a dance with the Hammer of Justice there in the back is doing his best to dodge the hammer and fire arrows back at Lennox, but he's going to be at a bit of a disadvantage, and he completely misses. So the hammer is not only sort of trying to draw damage from it, but it's distracting him in the face, and he can't really get the right aim at you. So it's just sort of twang, misses out of the way. The one grappling with Fikara drops its bow, produces the spear that it also has on its person in one of its arms, and will swing and attack at you with a stab. Gets a 16.
That will hit.
16 will hit. You will take 8 piercing damage. Jeez, this is the, by the way, ladies and gentlemen at home, I am using the fuck you D6, and it's rolling 5s and 6s right now. Xenia.
Yes, so my weird is going to go first.
Sorry, you are being attacked.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, sure. Of course.
It's going to be a 17.
Yeah.
To hit.
Yeah.
You will receive 6 piercing damage.
Ooh.
How you doing, Xenia?
I've got 5 hit points.
Well, right now there are 5 things taking pot shots at you.
Yeah.
Perix, you are being attacked with an arrow. It's going to roll a natural 1.
Cool.
So, fuck you. And Lorzach, another arrow coming your way, is going to be a 21.
That will hit.
For 5 piercing damage. Fikara.
I'm going to give bardic inspiration to Lorzach.
Okay.
Keep your eye on the battle. Don't let your feelings take over your technique. And I will go ahead and take a swipe at, with my mace.
Obviously.
At the...
Obviously.
At the archer in front of me.
Throw those dice away.
We're tired.
Are you working your way through those 15 d20?
Yes.
Did you accidentally use one twice in a row?
No.
Okay. I'm assuming that's a miss.
Yeah, I 6 or 9.
Pause. Don't you have 2 weapons?
Yeah, but I use my bonus action to give her bardic inspiration.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Xenia.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. I make direct eye contact with my weird, and I point him in the direction to fight the crawl that is facing Lennox currently.
FYI, the one that is shooting you is this one way back over here.
Over here?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I encourage him to attack. And it's a 9.
Oh, 9 will not hit.
Cool. And I'm up. Fantastic. So disappointed in my weird so far, but still keeping good hopes. I rub my hands together and I rub them on my pants and I cast Firebolt at this son of a bitch who's trying to murder me. Yes, for a 19.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 points of fire damage.
Great. And that's one of your cantrips?
Yes.
2 points of fire damage. Fire is not a friend of the Golgari.
Nope.
Lennox. My man. I'm getting really uneased by the fact that you keep giggling to yourself every time it's your turn.
Because you know I'd be plotting and scheming.
Yeah, I know.
No, nothing too exciting this round.
Okay.
Lennox is going to step up and assist his filthy elven friend.
Okay.
Man, just slid that insult in there.
And the Hammer of Justice is going to slam down on this insect.
Okay.
Hammer of Justice, that's a hit.
How much?
Well, I just rolled a natural 16.
Oh,
well,
there you go. The target is 14 for the Crawl Warriors.
I'm going to roll that damage right now.
Yes, sir.
That is 6 points of damage.
Okay.
And then my attack is a 14 on the...
I think 14 hits.
On the troll.
No, sorry, the target is 15 for the troll.
Scheiße.
Inspiration. You can do better than that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Come on, tough guy. It's +3. You only needed a 1, so you're going to hit it.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Nice math. Roll damage.
Woohoo.
Yes.
Behind you, the Hammer of Justice smashes bugs to bits while up front. Fully yourself, you march up to the troll.
Oh, come on.
Suck it, troll.
4 points of damage.
You fucking...
Until you hear Perix behind you. Get it together, twit. He's like, all right, I am. Did you do how much damage?
4.
4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
4 damage after using my inspiration.
Whatever, it's something.
So the troll sort of takes your hit and sort of kind of takes the hit to the face and just... sort of like stands just a little bit taller and you see some of its injuries sort of heal right in front of your face.
Yeah.
And you remember, oh, fuck, it's a troll.
Who's got the fire?
As it heals itself, Ridley. Yeah, he does. I know.
I don't. Actually, I do, but it'll hurt you both very
yes.
badly.
And then it decides to take a swipe at the two of you. So it's going to swipe at both of you with its claws.
And it is going to.
And it's going to make a constitution saving throw. Man, we're fighting a lot of things that have high cut, but it rolls a natural one.
Hey!
And it takes 7 necrotic damage.
Seven nice. Necrotic damage.
Nice.
So it's going to attack both of you. So Lennox is a 4. No, it's a 9. Lennox is a 9. Lorzach is a 19.
19 will hit.
A 19 will hit. So you are going to take... You will take 2d6 plus 4 slashing.
Gross.
Except I will roll super low. So you'll take 7 slashing damage. And then it is going to throw a bite at Lennox because he hit him in the face. And it's going to be a 23.
Hit.
And you will take 8 piercing damage. Not as much damage on the bite. So in retaliation for the mace, it kind of takes the both of you and just throws its hands out to grab you. It managed to sort of punch Lorzach, but it doesn't really get a purchase on Lennox. So in anger, it just sort of reaches its mouth out and just sort of bites you right in the neck. Lorzach.
Lorzach.
If we can maneuver ourselves around this guy, he can do burning hands without hurting us, I think.
That is true, but that is not a false sentence.
He can also walk.
I can move as well.
You can also walk. Love it.
Lorzach is going to strike with a flaming scimitar.
Do it.
And will a 21 hit?
Yeah.
And how about a 15?
A 15 is right on the nose.
Using bardic inspiration for damage.
Yay! Oh, you bastard. Double one. Oh, there's more. Oh, fuck. a fifth. Why not?
16 damage.
Fire.
So 9 of that is fire.
A portion of it is fire.
9
damage.
Of it is fire.
Okay. 15 total.
Is that what I said? 15?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I said 16.
16? No, that's fine. I wasn't trying to cheat. I just misheard. So you produce your sword flame, and you know how this works, and you know it's a troll. And this troll eyes you with the hatred as you realize that all the racial tension between the different, you know, sort of swarm races is not anywhere near as resolved as you thought it was. And you can see in this troll's eyes that even though the elves are in power, that there are still many dissonance among the Golgari, especially the trolls who don't really have any power or authority outside of military command. It's just this hatred and this shame and this anger as it knows that you know its weakness. And your fire just starts slashing into it, burning the fungus off of its body, all of this protective mutation as it takes a big slash of damage directly into the chest and screams a howl of pain that is not only just physical pain, but the hatred of your kind. Perix.
Okay, table. Do you want me to go after archers or go after troll?
Troll.
Archers, I mean, I can take out the archers, but it's going to take me multiple turns.
Right.
That they'll still be able to, attack. You know, attack.
The troll is just a bigger threat.
Right, it's a bigger threat.
Who's
but
dying
if we're...
from archers? You are. I'm going to go kill an archer.
Great.
So I am still going to move around, if someone could move me, around to the far side of the troll going the opposite direction.
The one that's attacking Xenia or that way or the one that's specifically attacking
Which
her?
One's attacking Xenia? Oh, that I thought one. It was this guy over here.
No.
I'm going to step out, though now my guy probably will attack Xenia. Sorry, but here
can
we are.
Can he reach? What's your movement?
I don't need to get there. I'm doing a ranged attack. I'm just opening space
1, up. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He can move like right to that circle, that like stone mark right there. He can move right south of that without provoking opportunity.
And then I'm going
so
to...
So Perrick sort of rushes his way the long way around the dirt mound, like, don't pay attention, don't pay attention. I'm not here, I'm not here.
And then I get there and I immediately, can I assume...
Yes.
...that one, the box thing that looks like a box is a box, or that there is a rock somewhere in here that I may throw.
It is not a box, but there are rocks everywhere. In fact, if you look at the map illustration, there is a rock directly in front of
me. No, it's on the far side from where I'm sitting.
It is I know. Yes. Again, so, the giant mini is blocking people's.
So as I land there, I
thank you, miniature makers.
The crystal
everywhere.
Glows white, and I put my hands down, lifting the rock, and I look at the archer, and I fling the rock straight at its face.
I'm going to put you guys in like a padded room for the next fight, so you just can't lift anything.
Today's fight is in your mind. Dexterity saving. Oh no, actually, these things are wicked dexterous because they're bugs. That was way higher, but it ended up being a 14.
14 is the number.
14 is the number. It was higher, but then it rolled lower.
Oh.
Still saved it. Okay, so, Vakara, because you're over there being a cow. I really apologize. Being a cow, minotaur. Being a minotaur in the game. Being a minotaur in the game. I'm going to just roll with disadvantage out of an apology. It misses you. it's just embarrassing. Doesn't do any damage to you because it feels bad.
Oh, God, that was so funny.
Perix. The two archers in the back now see you rushing the back line and think maybe their priority should be stopping the weird slimy fish thing that's running at them.
Yeah, sure.
You know, the old adage that bugs and fish just don't get along.
Is really? That a thing?
So they're both gonna, yeah, sure. They both, they're both gonna attack you. Wow, they're really just gonna miss. These guys suck. One is a 7, one's a 10.
Yeah, I'm good.
So they're both, so as you're on the move, they're just like, twing, twing.
I'm like, I said, don't look at me.
don't look at me. the one in the back dealing with your newfound, like, semi-robotic friend looks like something that actually might get connected to. So the crawl warrior that is back there as it's trying to deal with this glowing hammer of justice inside of his face looks like, oh, you look solid. I could probably hit you. Drops its bow, pulls out its spear, makes an attack roll. It rolls a 22.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Please make sure that you're, keeping track of hit points for your key rune.
You got it.
And it is going to, wow, against your key rune, it rolls a 1. So it's going to take 3 damage.
Oh,
so cute.
As for the rest of you, it's going to roll max. Yes, and also keep in mind that if you go unconscious, it's like anything, it dissipates. Let's see, 1, 2, Fakara missed. So the last one is going to shoot at Lennox once again. And it's going to roll a 16.
Miss.
Misses. Connects, but just bounces off that beautiful blue one. What do you get? Okay, next, Vakara.
Lennox, as soon as I'm done with these, I'm on to help you. Just keep it up. Bardic inspiration for you, and then one hit for the archer in front of me.
You're so positive.
Yeah, I'm the most positive Boros in
I really wish you could play as angels in this game, because you should just be an angel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to 16.
Yeah, 16 will hit.
Hooray! And that's going to be 9 damage.
Oh, how does it happen?
It's just going to be, I'm like, you've got this guy's backhand in the face and yes. Just down.
I'm busy talking here, cricket.
Serena Williams backhand, I love it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, you just hear the crunch of a carapace as you just drop this thing to the floor.
Fantastic.
Zenia.
All right. My weird...
You're surrounded by options now. You're a wizard alone?
I feel fantastic. My weird is going to go for the guy with the hammer of justice and tries to hit for a 10.
A 10 will not hit, unfortunately.
Of course not. So, Zenia, just so fucking irritated. First, she's going to fire a cantrip. She's going to go for her firebolt again, and she is aiming for this motherfucker.
You shot him. Is what I yell.
I know. Nice. That'll definitely hit 23 for 2 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And as my bonus action, I want to roll for false life.
Okay.
6 hit points.
Back.
Yes.
Great. Lennox Brightburn.
Lay prone.
It can only be one word.
Prone.
What does it have to roll?
A wisdom saving throw. DC 14.
Saving throw.
Is that a thing trolls are good at? It doesn't feel like it.
Actually...
probably not that bad.
Actually, trolls have advantage.
On wisdom saving throws?
On wisdom saving.
Man, I just really stereotype trolls, and I want to apologize to the troll listeners.
Against this particular thing. Against particular psyche. Ooh, yeah. Even with a negative, I got an 18.
Hammer of Justice.
Hammer of Justice!
14.
A 14 is the number. I feel bad for that crawl warrior in the back that has like...
He's just getting rocked.
By like
12
not,
points.
By not real... no, that one has not been dipped. Yep, 12 points. Riggity, riggity wrecked.
Like super wrecked?
It's still alive.
Oh.
But it's getting wrecked by two, like, not alive things.
It's like, you're not, what's happening?
No, it's battling the two, like, tools. Like, we can't be bothered with you. Our toys are going to fight you. I do feel actually a little bad about that one. Now it is time for the troll. You see the troll.
Take you a see constitution the troll saving throw?
Make a constitution saving throw. Ooh, that's really good. 22.
Yeah, it saves.
Yes. But
they lose more than they save at this point.
Right, but you see it. It knows what you wield. It knows the damage and the weakness the trolls have to fire. And yet it tries hard as it can to reheal itself and regenerate from that slash across his chest, but it just is not happening. And in a rage at what you have, it decides that though this might be its last battle, it's going to do everything it can to take you filthy Devkarin down with it. It's going to slash at you with both of its claws. I have a 22 and a 25.
Those both hit.
25 slashing damage.
Okay.
You got them good temp hit points.
You still up?
Oh, yeah.
It was 25.
25. Still up?
Yeah.
It's going to bite you for a 22.
That'll also hit.
Man.
Oh, god damn.
For 6 damage.
He's nodding people at home.
You still up?
Yeah.
Shut the front door.
He's still up.
Yeah.
Still up.
You just took like 30 some odd points of
temporary
damage.
Temporary hit points.
Oh,
absolutely
the
fucking
clerics.
Rolls. No.
No.
Nope.
The druid.
The
yeah.
druid. Oh, the hatred. Devkarin scum. Lorzach, you're up.
Lorzach strikes with a flaming scimitar.
Please be good.
And it's a 16 to hit.
16 will hit.
And I imagine that a 9 will not.
A 9 will not. The blows go back and forth, back and forth. This troll has its last action decided to try and kill you. Whoa. Oh, get the fuck out of here.
13 fire damage.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep. Oh, it is bleeding. It is bloodied. Top of the order, Perix.
As a bonus action.
Oh, back to the bottom of the order. Hold your damn turn.
Lorzach is going to cast Healing Word.
And stick his middle finger up to the
on himself.
DM.
End of turn.
Perix.
So you see Perix's hands begin to boil as he turns around and faces the side of the troll.
Yeah.
He fires his 15-foot cone of boiling, burning water directly at the troll, but not at my dudes.
Specifically, not at the people I'm out
with. Specifically not in a direction that would hit my dudes, but
I
in the other cone direction,
yep.
It still hits the troll.
No, you're
it's
good.
Dexterity saving throw.
A dexterity saving throw. I don't think it is very dexterous. Oh, slightly. Nope, sorry. I'm going to take the lower one because I did not have advantage on that, so it's going to be a 7.
Yeah, it does not hit. It's a bunch of d6s.
No, great.
It is going to take 19 points of fire damage.
Oh, ho. It is still alive. Those of you who've heard of trolls before, these things pack a lot of hit points. They take a beating. Also, I'd just like to make a point that I'm questioning whether or not I'm very good at this game because I keep losing all of the fights. So if somebody wants to give me some pointers later.
You did kill a guy.
I killed one.
That's true.
You've killed like 40 of mine.
Yeah, well, that's how games work.
I have died as a result of every combat.
That's true.
No,
she's
you haven't
always
died.
Dead.
You just dropped
I've
down.
I've dropped.
Yes.
Yeah. I've hit 0 as a result of every combat.
Yes.
I think you're doing okay.
Great. So, Perix, those two crawl warrior archers in the back there have seen that you threw boiling water at their commander.
It's flavorful. My guy doesn't deal with fire.
They're not really hitting you very well, but gosh darn, they are trying. Oh, that's way better. One of them is going to flat out miss, but the other one is going to be a 20 to hit you. Non-natural.
Yeah, I'm not even going to do shield. That's just
going to
hit.
Okay, great. So you are going to take 5 points of piercing damage.
Thank you.
And Lennox, that one crawl that's been poking at you is going to keep shooting. That's going to be a 23
to hit.
You are going to take 5 points of piercing damage. And that one in the back is going to do his best to spear that little weird. It's a weird. Spear the weird. The 14.
That will hit.
Will hit for 6 piercing damage. Figara.
Yeah.
You're up.
All right.
So I'm going to run all the way up to this guy.
Okay.
I love that the Fakar is on the patrol.
I think
for
it's a
archers.
Dash for you, unless you've counted it already.
I already counted it.
It's 30. Exactly
30.
Go.
So do you like drums? I love drumming. Boom! Right against the head.
Want to see my drum? It's you!
Yeah, basically.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Oh, yeah. Those are both going to hit.
Oh, what did we roll?
I rolled a 24 and a 22.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Those are garbage now. You got to get rid of them.
No, I'm going to. And it's going to take 10 and 7, so 17 total.
How does it happen?
It just, you see Fakara just roll in with a swing and like, points to his head like she's friggin' Babe Ruth, even though Babe Ruth doesn't exist in Ravnica, but you know what I mean. Points where she's gonna hit, hits with her right-handed mace, and you just think there's no possible way this head can move anymore because it's basically just on his shoulder, and you just wind up with the left mace, and it just clears the head completely, and it drops.
So just crickety-crackety crunch.
Boom.
As this crawl warrior gets about half a second to see the remainder of its existence, as it's like, what is that running toward me? Crunch. And it drops to the ground. Xenia.
Is that a minotaur?
Xenia looks at her weird and she says, Antonio.
Okay.
Please.
Not Antonio.
Antonio, please do your job. And he swings. And it works. He gets for a 23.
He was just waiting for a name.
He just needed a name.
Not Antonio.
I just rolled max damage.
He just needed a name.
Oh my.
How does it happen? How does it happen?
He looks at you and nods.
And you see just Antonio fill with the kind of life, even though that doesn't exist. And he's so proud of his new name and with his
spikes.
He sends them up through the crawl's knees, lifts him up above his head, slams him down on the ground, and you just hear the crunch. And Antonio turns back around to me, and I swear I can feel him smiling.
Oh, I love Antonio. I was going to suggest Wally, but I like yours better.
Thank you.
It just gives you this like, this like wheezy stone, like.
I'm so proud. Good boy. I'm so proud of you.
Got weirder.
It got weirder.
So, Xenia, you also have your turn.
Fantastic. So Xenia, just so delighted by all this, sets her sight on this crawl warrior. That'll hit for a 19 with firebolt.
Yep.
And she does.
So that has not been touched yet.
Fantastic. She does.
Fresh meat.
Ha!
Oh my
Nine
god.
9 points of fire damage.
You're ridiculous with your rolls today. Okay, Lennox.
The Lennox, like, thought grunt.
It's not a giggle.
I really
enjoy. It used to be this, now it's a, I'm getting there.
Yes.
Getting to him. Oh, no.
Mage hands up first, yeah? Or Hammer of Justice.
Hammer of Justice, he can only travel 20 feet.
Oh, yeah, he won't make
not,
it.
So
he
not quite not far enough.
But he heads 20 feet.
You said it's a hex counts as a square?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's one away. It's 25.
20 heads towards this guy.
Just sort of lazily floating.
He actually has to turn around and blow, so it's just.
Get over there.
That is a 9 plus 5. That's a 14.
The 14 does not hit.
Oh, it doesn't?
Nope. Not the troll. Anything else for the turn?
No, that's all I got.
All right, Lorzach. It's gotten incredibly personal. This troll and this Devkarian have some personal shit going on.
Yeah, hey, you want me to leave it alone if you don't kill it? Or you want me to try and kill it? You can have it.
Lorzach. Double claws. One is an 11. One is a 21.
21 will hit.
Great. It will be 7 points of piercing damage. I'm not going to lie. In a moment of honesty, I'm having a great time, but I feel pain as I'm rolling these dice against you, Andrew. Hey, we're all joking, but I am actually feeling quite bad that this is where it's come to. That is an 8, and we'll miss. I think you just dodged going down.
Lord Zatch is using his inspiration for advantage on this attack roll.
Okay.
Using a flaming scimitar against the troll.
Yep. Roll damage, please.
What was it, just for my edification?
19.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For 15 fire damage.
How would you like to end this?
Lord Zatch dodges the lunging jaws of the troll and slams his blade sideways through the troll's cheek and up through the top of its cranium and cleaves out, leaving it hanging by a shred, and nearly crumples to the floor with exhaustion as the fire spreads.
And the last thing that you hear as you make your final strike is this troll, even in rage that knows it's about to die, manages one last slur and quick before it dies and just says to you, "You will be stone," and dies. Now, as you guys sort of wrap up, there's that one crawl warrior way in the back that no one ever reached to. And as soon as the troll drops, you immediately see the shit hit the fan in their eyes, plural, many, numerous. And that crawl turns bugtail and flies down the tunnel. So please take note as to where it fled to. And when we come back next episode, we will see what lies ahead in this Golgari situation.
Next time on Encounter Party! Something is afoul in the Golgari Swarm as the Devkarin Reign comes under scrutiny. A long-forgotten champion with the power to make stone returns from the shadows, and Lorzach discovers the horror of Merit Lage. A decisive battle you don't want to miss. Next time on Encounter Party!
Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media, based on the worlds of Dungeons & Dragons and Magic the Gathering created by Wizards of the Coast. Edited and mixed by Ned Donovan. Original sound effects and sound capture by Will Malones. Theme music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Serge Narcissoff and Darren Curtis. Special thanks to Megan Judkins, Marcus Thorne Bagala, and Will Malones.
Hey, party people, this is Ned Donovan, the player of Perix. If you're enjoying Encounter Party, please do us a favor and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to tell your friends to do the same. Also, ratings and reviews go a long way towards helping us find new audience members and keeping our party going. You can also join us in our Facebook discussion group, The Encounter Party, or on our Twitter and Instagram profiles at @encounter_party to keep the party going and to interact with cast members like myself and the rest of the crew. To find news and updates about the show and learn more, visit us at encounterparty.com. Thanks, y'all.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.